Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches. So we saw Sif Gimel, but we did not say the Mishaburas and Sif Gimel. So we're looking at Mishaburas, Sif Katan Ches. So a person cannot be Yotze with a lulav which he borrowed. It has to be Lechem. So the Mishabura, Vimein Ha'ish Bebeisa, Benosna Ha'ish Ha'lulav Le'echod Me'oyav Ha'vo'ekreve B'matana Lo'yotze. If the husband's not home and the wife gives the estrog as a matana to somebody else, the other person is not yotzei. The shemer lo nichale ki mimachir. Maybe the husband only wants it to be sold and not to be given as a matana. If the husband was an Adam Chashev, and it's beneath his dignity to start, you know, selling this estrog to other people, he'll give it to that. He'll give it. So then we assume that that's what he wants, and therefore we can assume that he's nichel with what she did. The Shaar Tzion and Sivkat and Tess says, but she would be empowered to sell. Now he says, you know, giving matana doesn't work, because maybe he wants to sell it, but she could sell for him. Based on the rule of Zachon La'odam Shula B'fonav. That's what Abraham says. Then he brings the Martin Har Shalom, says, Hadavkim Darka Limcher B'loy Rishus Ba'alo, the Oz Masha Osis Sa'osui. And in general, if the wife is empowered to sell household items without her husband's input, so she can sell the esrog also, even though it belongs to her husband, based on the sort of Zachon L'Adam Shel B'fonav. So it's an interesting question. This is called Zachon. You know, she's selling away his esrog, but she's getting money for him. So then Zachon Shel B'fonav empowers her to become the shliach, to take something away from her husband to get money. There is a ksois, that the ksois says that the din of Zachon L'Adam Shel B'fonav is that as only with Zachon Le'odim, but Zachon Me'odim you don't say. So the question is, what does this go under? The case with the Ksos is talking about is the following. He brings the Trumas Adeshin, had the following case. I mentioned this once, somewhere in the Shir, in the context over in the Shir over here in the last 2 years. I don't remember when, though. So, you make a dough, so you shouldn't bake it until you take your mafresh challah. So the balabasta made a dough, and the dough is rising. So now, if you don't bake, when you bake it, the dough stops rising. Until you bake it, the dough will continue to rise. The balabasta wasn't home, so they couldn't bake it because they weren't mafresh challah yet. So the Mishareses, the Jewish Mishareses, went and was mafresh to challah, thereby saving the dough, because the dough rises too much, it becomes really sour, and it has a bad flavor from too much fermentation of the yeast. So she wanted to save all the dough that this woman had made. So she was mafresh to challah, and then she's able to bake the rest of the dough. So the translation said it's a problem of the way the Ksos understands it. The problem was that even though what she did really was beneficial for the balabasta, but she wasn't appointed a shliach. We have to work on the rule of schia. And really what she was doing was taking away from the balabasta, not giving to the balabasta. She was taking away the challah that you're mafrish, you take away from the balabasta and you give it to the, you know, you burn it. You really should go to the kohen, but we don't give it to the kohen because of tumah, etc. We burn it. But, so it's a case of, so it says, the case of Zachon Me'odim. Even though it was a schus, it was beneficial, but you're taking something away from them. So someone's taking away, even though it's beneficial, you don't say. So in this case over here, you see this mug and rum, not like that, because she's taking that away, even though she's getting money for it, but you're taking something away. So even though it's beneficial, it shouldn't work according to the excise. Kri Yaakov Hikshalov, said the Mishnah Ravaita. Kri Yaakov asked the Magen Avraham like this. So what's that? She can't give him a matar because maybe the husband wanted to sell it. The haloi belav hochi gam kein karmel on the nichel le enish le kaimitz b'mamorne. Ma hozeh mutter lito lulav b'shachaber lotzis b'afilu b'loi daita. Okay. So why are we worried about the woman giving and the husband agreeing to the woman giving or not? So if we don't have the husband agreeing to the woman's action, you're allowed to take it without the rishus of the baal, but totally, owner totally, because we assume a person wants you to be yeretz mitzvah with using his item. Come welcome, loy mahani svar zu raklin yishar yomim. The habi kilu she'eloy me'atzma. It's like you borrowed it. So we see that that's the war of that we don't need the rishus of the owner because we assume he wants it. Doesn't work for the first day because it allows you to borrow it, but to be kainan and makna. This sort doesn't work. So the husband agreeing to the wife's action should not be any better. Okay, my mahani masha number the nichale halo become welcome ain't no shaloi mamish. I feel because she knows this in the sentence, but the rabbi is ain't no rishus lead to mishaloi. So even if she's the one who runs the household and therefore she's empowered to give and to take, etc., but she can't give away her husband's items. So even if the husband agrees afterwards, but it doesn't help, because she wasn't empowered to give it, to make it to other persons on the first day. Make it the other person's test. Lulav shel chaver shishiloi. You can't be yours with the lulav that you borrowed, that he lent you. It has to be yours. Vagarama chiech mehod asher kli mechaveroi. The kaddish ba'ish of the binyan shehim mekudeshes. Mishal binyan mistam and losan lebetana amanaz lahachzer shiel yochel the kaddish ba'ish. So there's a din in Ebenezer. If I walk over to you and I tell you, listen, I need to take this ring. I want to borrow this ring to Mekadosh Anisha. Now you can't be Mekadosh Anisha with a ring which is not yours. So obviously, if you told him that's why you need it, so the Rambam says that it works, because we assume that if you told him, he was mocked it to you. He wants it back eventually, so you'll have to get it back from her and give it back, but meanwhile, he was mocked it to you totally. So if that's true, even though the person did not explicitly say that's what he's planning to do, but since you told him clearly why you need it, and for that the only solution which will work will be Matan Amanas Lahatzer, so that's what he meant. So we see what he meant. So the same thing over here. If you tell the person, I want to borrow the esrog to be yotze with it, which is fairly obvious. So we assume he meant to give it to you, to be marked it to you. And the bishop says the same thing. So now it's a geya also by tzitzis, because by halacha by tzitzis, you're not chayav in tzitzis in a bag which is not yours. So you want to borrow somebody's talus, he has to be marked on the talus to me. Otherwise, I can't make a bracha on it. The talus says that we don't say, unless the person had explicitly been marked to you, that it should be yours, we can't assume that he was marked it to you. You have to redo it. So you can't say automatically, if I tell you why I want to use the item, and the only way to work halachically is X, then you're assuming to do X. If I told you to do Y, for other reasons, but when I realized the mitzvah element, obviously I want you to do X, doesn't help. You didn't say do X, you said do Y. a person wants to say, I want to borrow the asterisk, even though that's that we're leaving not really work for him, but that's what he says, that's what he gets. I want to borrow your talus, the talus that gave the same result. He was said, I want to be kind of your talus, and you'll be able to get to the mitzvah, fine. But you didn't say that. He said, well, you want to borrow the talus, so you're borrowing the talus. According to the Magen Rambam, automatically we assume that the Baal HaBos who knows the halacha, it has to be yours, he's marked it to you, but it's really yours. But the talus doesn't like that. So you have to read, you do it again, believe bracha. You know, which we darshan Mishal Lachem. Yeish. I remember the Kani Esther the mitzvah parallel Akhar Akhag, Loyosati. So some raise the following question. The Moraz Machloik is in the case of a sale, Minaraisa, what is the valid Maisa Kinyan? So we pass on the Kabirachun that Minaraisa most Kona is even by Metaltum. The same by Karka, money is Kona. By Metaltum, Minaraisa, money is Kona. And, however, Mir Rabbana Chazal said not to use money because you can have, if you use money, you get a situation where the person will pay for the item but has not been delivered yet, and it really belongs to the purchaser. But the former owner who still has the item because it hasn't been moved yet will not take responsibility. Will not take responsibility of taking care of it. Okay, he got his money and he's happy. It's your problem. So if the fire breaks out, your chitim got burnt in the aliyah. Nisrafu chitachav aliyah. So therefore, Chazar Masakin, you have to do some form of taking it to you, whether it be Masira, whether it be Mashiach, whether it be Hagbo, whatever it is. But Minaraisa, the correct way to be kind of metalton is with money. The person who buys the esrog on credit does a kinyan Hagbo. So, Miraisa, you only cut it with money. Mirabon, you cut it with Hagbah. So, Mirabon, you own this asterisk. That's very nice. The first day of Sukkot, you need to own this asterisk, Miraisa. So, you need to pay for it. It has to be yours. So, therefore, the Yesharim says, he says, this is a Machna Ephraim. And therefore he says, now, but Kinya Chotzer is the Raisa. So the Eitza would be very simple. Even if you can't afford to pay the after Sukkot, you're only going to pay the money after Sukkot, if you're buying it on credit. But if you bring it to your house, your apartment, it's your Chotzer. It's your Kinya Chotzer. So you cut him in Raisa with the fact that it's in your property, and then you can go be Yotzer, meet a Raisa with it. No Shevil, the Rishusa, we can all be Taras Chotzer. A person should be careful to pay off the cost of the dollar minimum before Sukkot. Therefore, you have no shalom. Now, the truth is, this Machna Ephraim that he's raising over here really discusses it as an issue. He's saying like this. He's saying, even after Chazar Masakin that the Kenyan is Kenyan Mashiach or Hagbah, and you're not kind of a Kassif, you don't owe a Miraisa. Even Chazal said it's yours, it means you didn't pay yet, but you did Hagbah, so Chazal said it's your chayfetz, you owe him money. But we're going to still look at it, you know, it's not a Miraisa, it's not his. It's all under a bottom that it's his. So this really gets into a discussion in halacha called Kinyan Rabbanan Mahani the Deraisa or Lo Mahani the Deraisa. Can a rabbinic Kinyan work on a Deraisa level? So what's the thought of? Yeah, I mean, it's only rabbinic. But the power of Chacham, the Institute of Kinyanim, is based on Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Hefker, Bezen, Hefker is a power which the Bezen has on a Deraisa level.
Tell us into the Chum. Like, that isn't that a mitzvah too on a Deraisa level?
That's to listen to the Chumim is a mitzvah on the Raisa level.
But that
wouldn't necessarily make it that it's yours in a Raisa. The Chumim said you have to be knowing as if it's yours. Mm-hmm. So I have to listen to them and be knowing as if it's mine. But it's not. It doesn't make it my mind. Mm-hmm. But Hefker Bezen Hefker means that Chazal have the authority over the Dinei Momenus to establish ownership. they can take the item and be mafker it from Pliny and make it Almoni's. Rambam said, when you're cutting with Agbo, it's yours. So that's it. I didn't pay for it. Who cares? You didn't pay for it. I mean, Rambam said, it's yours. So Hefker and Hefker should make it yours. So that's what's known in the halacha of the Sura of Kinyan Rabbanan Mahani L'Daraisa. You see from him over here, he's saying that that's not true. That Kinyan Rabbanan is not, it's not effective on a Daraisa level, it's only effective on a Rabbanan level. It's your Daraisa, it's not your asterisk.
Look at number 18 there. Shevet Levi, he says that even if you do everything right, you don't know, Mr. Socher maybe didn't have a lave of
right,
Shalem.
So
I mean, that could happen with any case. I mean,
so that's a different issue. So now, the Gemara is like this. The Gemara says that even if you say that other kinyanim work, you know, chutz or whatever it is, will work, it's only in the case of the person who's selling it is not Nailal Nofek Azuz. He's not searching for money. I mean, he doesn't mind to wait to be paid on credit. The person is selling the item because he needs cash. So the Gemara says there's a story. He's not going to mark the item until he gets the cash. Mm-hmm. So even though you're going to use a kinyan deraisa, but we know the person has no intent to fully make it yours until he gets his money, because that's the whole goal over here, is to get the money. So the Gemara says the person is a mile of enough because he's seeking out money. He needs money for some purpose. And he's selling the property because he needs the money. Mm-hmm. So then the sale is not final until you get the money. So over here, if the average marker esregim, you know, he tines, they're only willing to be marked when they get the money. They really, the goal over here is to make money. The whole thing is a money making prop. It's not, I have an item I need to sell, and you'll give me money and you'll pay me later. Meanwhile, I got rid of my item. We have this old jalopy, which we have no place to put. We need to sell it to get rid of it. Right? Oh, you'll pay me later. You know, I trust you. So over there, you're mocked in the gamri. I don't, you know, have a problem. But over here, by the Sarakim, the whole thing is the business venture, and they need the money. Their goal is for the money. So that gamri mocked it to you until they get their money. So buying on credit would be problematic, even if your whole kinyan rabbanan works in the raisa, but not if the fellow is not agreeable. He's not agreeable to be mocked it just for money, just for the kinyan. Fine. So this argument of whether the kinyan rabbanan mahalal the raisa or not. So one of the ways we mouse with the machloek is how far are the chacham empowered? This sort of hefker bez and hefker. So the more it presents it in the language of that the chacham have a power to revoke your ownership. They can be mafka your item. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can't make it somebody else's. They just can take away yours. Mm-hmm. Hefker bez and hefker. Mm-hmm. Didn't say haknoz bez and is haknoz. Said hefker bez and is hefker. To make it somebody else, they have no power. So at best, their power is to make it not yours. But they have no way to make it yours. So how can you run a mahana the rice and work on the rice a little bit, make it yours? It's not. Or alternatively, you say maybe the other power is enough, that the part of the Chacham's power is to take it from Reuben and make it Shimon's. So the Chacham made it Shimon's and Shimon's. They're invested in the rice and that power, so they can, through their power to Chacham, so now it's Shimon's on the rice level. So Rashi says that this our issue is machlokes between the two pshatim in the Gemara, what the makor for hefker bez and hefker is. One makor is from the pasuk in Ezra, which says that the people who refrained from coming back and did not come back to rebuild the Seis Hamikdash, so all their property will become hefker. Mm-hmm. So yachram kol rechush, all of their property will become removed from them. So all that just says it's they can be mafker. So it doesn't say they can be maknet, make it yours. But the more brings a different pasuk. The second one says that the different pasuk. The pasuk says, "It says the Rashi ha'avos matos the Yisrael." More says the Rashi matos would have been fine. Why do you call Rashi ha'avos matos? Says it's comparing the matos, the Rashi matos, to the avos. that just like an av has a karech to be man cholabanov, so the Rosh Ovis, the leaders of the Shevet, have a right to be mancho to property to members of their Shevet. So being mancho means making it yours. Right? So the Rashi says that Dafka Tin the Stup Shatim and the Makaris is this Dafka Ken Bezin make it yours. It's the right to Rash Ben Gittin. In Parshas, I think it's in Parshas Matos.
The beginning of Parshas Matos.
No, later on.
Says Rosh Matos.
Later on in the Parshas, by the story of Bnei Gad and Reuben. Okay. One more point. So there's a big question. What about a check? So if you pay with a check, does that count that you paid? So we look at a check as cash or cash equivalent. So it's called your kind of a kesef. Or the correct way to look at a check in halacha. Check in halacha is like this. I go to Bezdin. I go to the bank, and I put money in the bank. What's happening when I put money in the bank is I'm making a loan to the bank. The bank spends my money. And they owe me money. They don't keep my money in the account. They invest it, etc. With understanding that whenever I ask for my money back, I get my money back. The whole, all of it, part of it, etc. So I have a loan with the bank right now. Now, I go over to you and I write you a document. I'm equivalent to basically empowering you to collect my debt from the bank for X amount of money. I lent the bank $1,000. Two of it you can collect. So I write you a check for $200. So you now have a document which is, I'm being marked the chayv to you. And you can now go to the bank and say, I'm here to collect this loan for $200. So that's really, really, really what a check is. It's a harshua. I'm empowering you to collect my debt for yourself. That's not normally counted as kesef.
Well, a dollar isn't either.
It's not back money.
It's not kesef. It's not the shekel. It's not a dollar too. I mean, what's a dollar mean? That you can get something somewhere. It's,
right, see, a dollar.
It used to be gold used to cover it. Now,
whether gold covers or not, you know, the logic behind the dollar is the whole purpose of a dollar is that it represents buying power. It's not a loan. It's not a shibud.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, it's a shibud. I don't really have any money in the bank. All I have is a shibud in the bank. I lent money to the bank, and the money is gone. The bank owes me money. Because they're not committing to keep the money in the bank. It's not a safe deposit box. They invest my money.
Mm-hmm.
So my money is gone. When you put the money in the bank, the money is gone. The bank owes me money. So it's a shibud. So you can't be, the law is you can't be kind of by karka or metaltel with just a shibud. You need to give kesef. Kesef is something which is accepted that this functions as money. So a dollar bill in our society, in a certain sense, it's better than what it once was. Because some server talks about using dollar bills for pigeon a bet. He says, you know, in the time of the, when there was a gold standard, really what a dollar bill was, it was something which empowered you to go to the bank.
Fort Knox
or whatever it is, and get a dollar's worth of gold.
So it's like a check.
Yeah. But nowadays, it's not backed by a gold standard, so then it's a coin. It's batsim. It's functioning like a coin.
You can get a coin. You can get kesef with it.
No, this is the coin. You can't get anything with it.
You can get kesef with it. You can go and get kesef with it.
No,
that's why it's valuable.
But it's not. It this became the coin. This is the currency. It's a currency batsim. It functions as currency. Whereas before, it wasn't functioning as currency. It's functioning as a way to represent currency. You don't look at the dollar now that it represents currency. The dollar is the currency. What's about the dollar represented the currency, which is in the bank? So but once the time it was worse than it is nowadays.
But the Torah, the Raisa, whenever there's a sale, over a lasocher, isn't it always it's not a promise of something, it's always kesef. Real silver. I mean,
well, but idol is not a promise either. That was no promise to it nowadays. It doesn't promise you anything.
Yeah, but I thought always it's the kesef. It has the value, like the silver, right? Over el zohar. That doesn't when the Torah talks about.
But the reason, you know, the problem is like that. You know, it's not just the value of silver, because silver, even as Mount Chazal, was not as powerful to buy, than the same buying power as a silver coin. So there was an element of a silver coin which was just the concept of the fact that it's currency.
So it was like a dollar.
So in that sense, it was
so
like a dollar.
It was like, okay. Right. It wasn't just a weight.
Right. Okay. So so paying with a check is questionable. On the other hand, if he goes and collects the money, it could be that's enough to be kind of with it. Mm-hmm. There is, Menashe Kleiner, I quote correctly, argues that nowadays, you know, a check is negotiable, which means... that, you know, you can transfer a check from hand to hand, so the check becomes something of value in the market, so it has a value to it. So then, you know, it's not just the loan. Mm-hmm. So maybe that would be different. It's the best, you know, the person do say it's better to pay with cash. Mm-hmm. Paying with a credit card is Pasha is also okay. The way a credit card works is, you pay a credit card, what's happening is that you're basically asking the credit card company to pay the merchant for you, and you owe the credit card company money. So they're laying out the money for as if they're you. So Moore refers to that. That's a case where, the same way I can lay out the money for an Eved Kanani and have him freed. I can pay for him to be freed, so I'm laying out the money for him. And that works. The more that's called as if he gave it. So the same thing would be over here. So the credit card means like you gave it. So now, if a person says that it should be yours till the time of the year, and then it should be mine again, it doesn't work. It's not a true matana, because you're saying it's a time-limited thing. However, Sif Dalad, he gave it to him as a matana with a condition: you have to return it to him. So you give it back. We pass on that giving with a condition of returning it is called you gave it. It totally belongs to the person who received it. He has a tanai. Tanai could be. Tomorrow he has to do 10 jumping jacks. The tonight could be that tomorrow it has to rain. The tonight could be that tomorrow he has to give it back. But meanwhile, it's yours. It's his, totally. Obviously, if you didn't give it back, you didn't fulfill the tonight, so that retroactively it wasn't yours. Even if you get money instead, that wasn't the range. The range was to give back the asterisk. Even if that, the reason why it's no longer intact to give back wasn't his fault, he didn't give back. He didn't fulfill the tonight. Implicit in the amanas zero is I want it back in a timely fashion. Yeah, I'll give back to you in 6 months from now. I'll give back to you for this purpose. That's not what he meant. That's obviously not what he meant. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I'll finish up the sefer more. But the law says, "Lo esu b'matad amanas shel yak tishenu, the garam b'matad amanas lahachzer." So I can give it to you with the condition you can't. You know, it's the guy says it's mine. Okay, great, it's mine. Goes, right, yeah, it's mine. Okay, I'm marked it to the shemayim. Whoa! But he said it's mine, right? So the more, what's the issue? The more it says. That's a case like that. The Moor says a rule that anything which, if you can't be maktish, it's not called yours. So if you tell me it's mine, he's not going to be maktish. No, over here you can make it the tzaddik that you can't be maktish, because it's not any worse than matam anas la'achzer. You have to be able to give it back. Now, let's see, Mishabur. Yud Bei Shema Matana, the Kishamar Kev is at Nosun Lacha, Nifka Kalkacha Mimeno, he's removing all ownership from the item. Matam anas la'achzer, Li. I can make conditions. It's a condition, like any other condition. So it's yours with a condition. The condition you have to give it back to me. If you give it back, posel, it doesn't work either. For nothing, the dummy you gave him is the money. Well, the reason is that Malach Hamel the main. What's the difference in the money or the item? Kimish the tzarach losses be the chayvu, but he hikbed al lo gufa. No, over here I need the item. The money is not what I need. I need the item. For the nenas miyada. Even though something prevented him from returning it against his power. Then something happened and you weren't able to return it. You're not mechuyav to pay back something instead. So I got his matana. Now an item has happened which I wasn't able to fulfill. So I never got responsibility for the item. So what exactly do I owe you? So that's true, but the Bible, you know, you never owned it because the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. So all of this is an item by me which doesn't belong to me. I took no responsibility for it, so I'm okay to pay for the damages. But the Bible is not my item. It never was because the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. For our purposes, it's not good enough. Right? It's not yours. Give me money instead doesn't work. If the previous owner who gave the esrog away says, I consider it as an artist has happened. So the original mark is not getting it back anyway.
What?
Which word do you not understand?
Original
owner. He's not getting it back anyway. It's God. Otherwise, what? The only question is, can the person who received it and used it for the mitzvah, can he be yotzer or not? So well, since he never returned it. So it comes out he never owned it. Never owned it. He wasn't yotzer. So what does the original owner have out of that? So you know what? I consider it as if you gave it back to me. So he's willing to consider to create a state of being that as if the act of returning it was accomplished. Does that work? So he's masupik. What the law is? The Miri, which was now just being published.
It's just being published.
Yeah, but just being published in those times. The mirror which we have it was found very recently.
Yeah. That's right. Rainer told me he didn't have these when he was a.
I'm saying,
McClough. Well, the mirror did have them. He had some of them.
Yeah, but they were still being published.
No, I thought it was afterwards. Really, I didn't realize it was he had.
Right. So he says that you could say Hareni Kili Sabalti. So Stamachila, don't give it back to me. It doesn't help because the scenario was he has to give it back. Over here, he's saying I'm considering it as if I received it. So he's saying, as far as I'm concerned, the Tanai was Niskayim. So that's a different ballgame. So there's a Maga Mishnah. The Maga Mishnah says we differentiate in a halacha between Mechila and the phrase of Hareni Kili Skabalti. Hareni Kili Skabalti is a full kiyum of the payment, and Mechila is I'm not mechuyav to pay, but it's not a kiyum of payment. You didn't fulfill your payment. Yeah. 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 So he gives it back too late, doesn't help either. It's a learn. Feel about it, even that day, in whose shaw she actually oid lotzis by the Hanu Be'er, it's too late in the evening. It's you're not yotze. Reuven gave it, he already was yotze the mitzvah.
Who was Reuven?
The owner, original owner. He said, I want it back. So he means he's saying he wants it for tomorrow. So then giving that be'er is fine. If Reuven wasn't yotzi yet and Shimon took it first, And Rishon says, listen, you take it, you'll be yotze, I'm not going to give it back to you, I'll be yotze later on. He gives it back too late. Reuben says, I'm sorry, never mind, I didn't mean that. But in the case of Reuben was yotze already, I need it back by tomorrow. Even if it didn't say explicitly, even though I didn't speak it out, but it's obvious from the circumstances, that's what I meant. And so much is obvious from the circumstances has the halachic equivalent as if you specified. Because of Poiskin, the cause of Be'omer Amanas Shetaxireoli, Mashashia Royaldoi, the Dov Rish Oymet, I need it back for what I need it for. Be'omer Amanas Shetaxireo, Be'omer Li, Be'omer Lach Rechag, Shetar Shabaklum, Namikaim Tanobi Yotze, Find Real Locha. He says, give it back, give it back. Amanas Shetaxireoli, get it back to me. The Li means I'm planning to use it. Well, it's too late to use it. He didn't say Li, so he didn't say Li. He says, I have to give it back, I gave it back. You're allowed to give up tonight. You can't be marked. You're much earlier to send a letter. The email has been on top of the shaluchal abakabal hakdisha. Come back and have him at Hana. You have shalotzes by. Can we sign the legar? Me shem ramana shetatzireli. Come kain in a yochal hakdisha. If you have him at Hana by the real offer. So what's this issue? The issue is there's a gemara in the Dorim. Gemara Dorim says like this. There's a case. There's a father and a son who were mutter off from each other. So. The father made a netter that his son cannot benefit from his property. Father was making a chassid, he wanted to invite his son. He came with this great idea that he'll give over all of his everything he owns to his neighbor. Now, if it's a neighbor, his son can come to eat. The neighbor says, "It's mine." Yeah, really, it's mine. Yeah, really. I'm matish l'shamayim. So father says, "I never gave it to you." She matish l'shamayim. So the says, "Any matana which you can't matish l'shamayim is not a matana." So you see, the more it's using this as a criterion, it's not a matana. So what the pshat of there was that the person was saying, "You're not really giving it to me. Hurrah! You know, I can't do whatever I want with it. So you didn't really give it to me, right?" That says, "Well, it's really yours, which you want me to be the go-between to allow yourself the benefit. That's usur. I'm not interested because he said it's yours, but he didn't really mean that. But over here it said it's yours, and whatever you want to do with it, which doesn't limit the tanai, you can do whatever you want. The tanai is pretty all encompassing. That doesn't take it with that. This he said, I'm going to matana. So that it is. Okay.